Well, the SARB has put extra measures in place to protect the financial system against the impact of the coronavirus outbreak in an aim to add liquidity to the financial system. The bank says it's further refinancing operations and will start buying government bonds on the secondary market. Nomfundo Chazibana, who's deputy governor of the Reserve Bank, joins us on the line now with more of the detail. Thanks so much, deputy governor, for joining us this evening. So right at the top, let's perhaps just lay out what exactly the SARB is doing right now and some of the measures it's implementing.
So late last week, we started to see some level of strain in financial markets, and that meant that we had some companies or some financial institutions not able to access cash or liquidity in order to run their normal operations. And some of it included them buying and selling bonds, including in the government bond market. And in order to alleviate and to deal with some of the stresses, the Reserve Bank made an announcement last week Friday that we would be providing additional liquidity to the market. And we did this by introducing an intraday facility where we were providing finance to the market twice a day at 10 in the morning and also late in the afternoon at around 1 p.m., which was an intraday financing requirement. And towards the end of last week, we made the announcement on Friday, and the response from the market was fairly good and fairly strong.
What's the However, sorry to interrupt, but what's the quantum attached to the kind of support you're offering here?
It was 19 billion rand that we were offering to the market. The take-up last week Friday from the banks was around 11 billion rand. And on Monday, the take-up was around 10.5 billion rand. So that was that appeared to be sufficient. However, as one has seen in other financial markets, there is a lot of selling of assets and a move towards holding cash within the banks. And what we were experiencing is because there is a lot of selling of government bonds at the moment, is we had some market participants that were not able to sell government bonds. And that resulted in a level of or an absence of people having an appetite to buy government bonds in the government bond market. And that contributed to bond yields shooting up excessively yesterday as well. So the SARB clearly had to provide a mechanism in order to inject the liquidity that the market required. So at the moment, we have the intraday facility that I spoke about. Mm-hmm. And every single week we offer a seven-day refinancing option for companies to utilize or for financial entities to utilize. What we did today and what we announced today is that we are willing to have a refinancing operation that goes that can cover a period of up to 12 months. And today we started with a refinancing operation of 3 months. And we are open to exploring longer terms up to a period of 12 months. We also announced, because the dysfunctioning was taking place in the government bond market, that the SARB would inject liquidity in that area, and then we would start to purchase government bonds in the secondary market. And we are doing this for two reasons. The primary reason is to inject additional liquidity into the market and ensure that the market functions properly, including the government bond market. The second reason we are doing it is we also want to enhance the tools that we have as the Reserve Bank to be able to inject liquidity and to drain liquidity from the market. And government bonds are such a tool that we can utilize as a Reserve Bank.
Okay, so this is some of the support that you're offering the financial sector at large. The question for the average man on the street right now, Deputy Governor, is how much of that you see, banks actually extending further to the man on the street, to businesses out there. We've already seen some banks come to the fore with announcements as far as leniency on loan terms are concerned. But, you know, the extent to which that can stretch further is, of course, top of everyone's minds right now.
Yes. So, yes, as the impact of COVID-19 unfolds, there is likely to be strain on all aspects of our economy, and including on the having an impact on the average man on the street. The announcement that the Reserve Bank made last week, coming out of the Monetary Policy Committee, of cutting rates by 100 basis points was one such support measure that we announced in terms of providing broader support, including to the man on the street. So those that do have bank loans would start to feel the impact of that. There are, of course, a range of measures that one could look at, but not all of those are within the control and the realm of the central bank. What we aim to deal with right now was to ensure that we maintain liquidity conditions, that companies are able to access cash so that there is functioning at the level of government bond markets. I am sure that the relevant parts of government would probably come up with additional measures that would be there to assist South Africans more broadly in managing the financial strain that they will be facing.
How bright is the risk of a systemic risk actually blinging on your radar screen at this stage?
So far, we have not seen signs of systemic risk. Remember, having functioning financial markets are the first line of defense. Your financial markets need to function. When the financial markets cease to function and there is no proper pricing of risks, this is when you start to see strain and elements of financial instability creeping in. So far, we have not seen any signs of that.
Yeah.
But we remain vigilant as the staff, and we will take appropriate action to deal with that.
Before I let you go, Deputy Governor, what has the SARB made of the fiscal measures that have been adopted so far by government in an attempt to cushion some of the blow that has been dealt by COVID-19 and, of course, what's yet to come?
We welcome the announcements that have been made by government. It's important to remember that COVID-19 is first and foremost a health issue, and we welcome the fact that government has provided a fairly strong health response and measures to help us to contain the spread of the virus. The spread of the virus would have adverse implications for broader economic activities and growth. So far, we welcome the measures that government has announced.
Deputy Governor, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Deputy SARB Governor Nomfundo Chazibana.